That's the Travelers from the Centennial album. I want to just mention that, of course, that, the female voice is Simone Cook Johnson Taylor. Simone Taylor. She was the one that entered, in my prejudiced view, it gave a definitive quality to the to those in that period of their music. When, by the way, Canada had a kind of coming out in 67, and they were there. We had Expo in Montreal, and Travelers were featured at the Canadian Pavilion. And I want to tell you something about the background that creates a group like that. The Travelers were the equivalent. There was a spirit. And by the way, this is apropos of our interview with Peter McFarlane. I thought it was ever appropriate at a time when issue is last call, or the issue of Canadian identity, Canadian state. And we needed people who knowledgeably could address the issues. And we're very fortunate historically that there have always been people who have understood where the Canadian people fit in the amongst the empires and amongst those who are trying to bring about governments of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's not an antagonistic issue, actually, for working people, for people of all nations. It's very easy, actually, solved. If you have and I'm quoting Juarez, the great president of Mexico, who said mutual respect is peace, and respect is not the name of the game for those who are conquerors, those who believe they have a mission to subdue other peoples and to actually eliminate them so that there be no equality. It would be crushing. And, of course, it's now personified. Everything comes out of the mouth of the current U.S. leader, but it's come out of the mouths of previous ones, too. The whole idea of mission, they have a great mission, and the great mission is always to teach others to be like us. That is not the way solidarity and human progress is achieved. Human progress is achieved by cooperation and recognition, which has come into being through the French Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution. The idea that we are created equal. It's absolutely the defining point, and you will find it now in an antagonistic, hateful form by I would call our class enemies, those who believe in monopolies, those who believe it's wonderful to have a trillionaire that stands in front of people and does quasi-fascist salutes, people like that. They didn't compete with anybody. They robbed people. That's how they happened to be there. Sometimes they're called philanthropists. And George Bernard Shaw said a philanthropist is somebody who is loose with other people's money. What we need is international cooperation and solidarity. We have to. The breakthrough was, one big great breakthrough was the recognition that we are created equal, and that gnaws at the power of monopolies to steal from the nations of the world and from working people. And fortunately, there is that force and that spirit. And that's why we played Solidarity Forever. And I want to mention that this group, the Travelers, for example, they were like, there was a counterpart in the United States, the Weavers. They came from the same movement, socialist movement. And they believed in mutual respect, and they had, and there is no antagonism. Workers need to be united. So Simone Taylor, when she was a young lady, and she was the daughter of a member of the mine mill and smelter workers militant, she had a job I would call corresponding secretary. And she had, one of her jobs was to communicate with the miners in New Mexico who were on strike. This is Canadian workers supporting, in, acting in solidarity with workers in New Mexico who happened to be Mexican. And the, it was cross-border support, and on other occasions, it, aid came from mine mill smelter workers in the U.S. towards Canadians. They recognized there was a border. They recognized each other's separate states, but they also recognized the importance of that workers would be in solidarity with each other. And in her job, Simone was communicating and raising, helping raise funds for those miners. I'll tell you how you would know about this. It's all visible, all can be seen. It was a film called Cell to the Earth. And there was a famous actor, Wolf Gier, I think I get his name right. There was a famous union organizer. His name was Clint Jenks. Simone was actually in support of that struggle, which led to that, the film recorded what happened. Jenks plays himself in the film. But what was going on there, I think, is our hope. You could, for the, all future relations, because think about this, mine mill organizers at that strike was being supported by their fellow workers in Canada. It was, they were up against racism because they were Mexican Americans, and the law was very much against them. Certainly, I should say, maybe not the law, the people who enforce it, those who choose arbitrarily to bend the law in order to hurt people. So they decided that in New Mexico, that the workers couldn't picket, and that way it'd be easier to bring in strikebreakers. So mine mill workers in that, in southern New Mexico, they had a big meeting, and the union said, "We want the families to come. Bring the families. How are we gonna, what are we going to do?" And they made a decision to have the wives and family picket, because the people being who had an injunction against them were the members of the union. But the union said, "Well, we're more than the, just our members," and so the decision was made that the wives and family would form the picket line. We don't see a lot of that kind of thinking here. Then they said, when it comes time to talk about the contract and whether it's going to, what we're going to accept conditions, they said that the families would vote, would participate in the decision. It wasn't just going to be those who are signed up as members of the union. They said, no, we're not just a union. We're a community. We're men, women, and children. And it's all captured. in the film, Salt of the Earth, and if you haven't seen it, it's time now to revive this. What we want to revive is our internationalism. Peter MacFarlane stated the case very clearly of what our dilemma is. We're not antagonistic to the American people. Donald Trump doesn't speak for the American people, and they're telling him that anyway themselves. But we need to maximize our interaction with one another and mutual respect and mutual support. And I don't mean in wars. I mean in opposition to wars. The Travelers' music, they were formed in order to support workers' movements to sing at picket lines. And they have sung throughout their time. We're singing for union meetings, anti-war meetings. There used to be a thing, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, it was called nuclear disarmament. There was a powerful movement for, hear this expression, nuclear disarmament, because think of it, the United States leaders, but of course, most particularly in the most deranged of them, Donald, they tore up or allowed neglect of the nuclear agreements, which were put together over years, 50, 60, all the years of struggle against the danger of nuclear war. And we needed people who would address it, and the Travelers did that. And we still have the problem in front of us. We don't actually have any longer groups of that of this sort, so we'll have to create them. We have to find them. Many have done what they can, but we need once again to find that. I want to say something about the origins again of Simone. What made her a fighter for Mine Mill? Her father, I mentioned, was Mine Mill and smelter workers. He was from the sintering plant. And she had the experience of learning. People say, where did she learn to sing? She learned to sing sitting on her father's lap, singing the songs against fascism. She said, learned the songs, Russian folk songs. Father was a Russian. Her mother was French from Hull, and she called herself Bush French. And she lived at a time as she experienced her father having to be do without because of struggle against the company. And she learned the songs of resistance. And so as you say, bred in her bone to be, she was serene and confident. She never lost any faith in her, in the power of people to organize and cooperate, to form unions and to cross borders and to form peace movements, never lost iota of confidence. She was, and it's expressed, we have a song which you'll hear her very distinctly, a song about Spring Hill, which is sang in order to bring workers together. Let's hear that.
In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the dark of the Cumberland mine, there's blood on the coal and the miners lie in the roads that never saw sun nor sky, roads that never saw sun nor sky.
In the town of Spring Hill you don't sleep easy, often the earth will tremble and roll,
When the earth is restless, miners die. Bone and blood is the price of coal. Bone and blood is the price of coal. In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, made in the year of 58. Day still comes and the sun still shines, but it's dark as the grave in the Cumberland mine. Dark as the grave in the Cumberland mine. Down at the coal face, shaft. 12 men lay in the dark and sang. Long hot days in a miner's tomb. It was 3 feet high and 100 long. 3 feet high and 100 long. 3 days passed and the lamps gave out, and Caleb rushed an ear up and said, there's no more water, nor light, nor bread, so we'll live on songs and hope instead. Live on songs and hope instead. Listen for the shouts of the barefaced miners. Listen to the rubble for a rescue team. 600 feet of coal and slag. Hope imprisoned in a 3 foot seam. Hope imprisoned in a 3 foot seam.
And we're back. It's Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I was continuing the story of Simone Cook Johnson Taylor, I say. She was born in Cook. Her father was Mine Mill. I want to say that you have to fight for solidarity and cooperation. If we're going to save Canada, it has to get away from the Cold War. The Cold War was a dark, destructive. You heard the word McCarthy. There's always a McCarthyism. And it's always there like a virus. It's ready to destroy us. If it starts, it's an American-sponsored disease. And if you want to be a sensible human being, you must fight it. Simone did this alongside Harry Belafonte and Pete Seeger, who were good friends of hers. Other names to know are Ruth Budd, who was one of the Symphony Five, I think they were called. The Toronto Symphony orchestra was to go to the United States, and to the shock of everyone, they got to the border and they said, you can't come in. Ruth Budd was a peace advocate and a supporter of various international causes. That was considered poison in the United States. And Ruth Budd and an old friend of mine and Simone's, Abe Mannheim, who found it a blessing to be blocked from entering the United States because he went to live in China and lived quite happily and was a great performer. Mine Mill and Smelter Workers Union, I told you about, they practiced internationalism, and they were attacked and destroyed virtually. Pieces remain of the Mine Mills Smelter Workers Union. They've committed the sin of practicing internationalism, opposing war. They didn't believe in the Korean War. They argued that American workers shouldn't be fighting our former allies against Japan. They should actually, we should be seeking ways to, through mutual respect and dialogue, to resolve problems. that was not the message the American rulers wanted. Instead, they wanted to build NATO. NATO is not the United Nations. At the end of World War II, the United Nations was formed. We just heard Peter McFarlane talking about how we got into this dilemma. We joined a bloc that was militaristic, and it chose to be a hegemon. But people like Harry Belafonte and Pete Seeger, Ruth Budd, all these, and Ronnie Gilbert spoke against. It was one of my great good fortunes to go with join Simone with a meeting with remembering the Weavers, and I was in a circle that I just marveled at seeing. Ronnie Gilbert of the Weavers was there. Sylvia Tyson was there. Pete Seeger was there. The daughter of Woody Guthrie was there. And it was, I would call it a triumph, and that they had survived and were still fighting, each of them, for the same cause, which was mutual respect amongst nations. Basically, you want to know how Canada should behave in the world, read the United Nations Charter and take NATO and throw it in the garbage. NATO has gotten us into several scrapes which could end up deeply harming Canada. So we're still pointed, I believe, in the right direction. I'm glad that Peter McFarlane wrote the book he wrote. And I'm so proud and glad that the Travelers stood for the right causes, ending war, nuclear disarmament, supporting workers in Canada and around the world. See Salt of the Earth, watch Salt of the Earth, and go through and sift out all the great songs of labor, that because they have to be resung. And we have to be close to countries like Mexico, and we have to trade with China, and we have to get rid of people who want to serve a militaristic, monopolistic system of the West, which is going to be the death of all of us if we don't stop it. This is Phil Taylor, The Taylor Report, somewhat in mourning, and we will be with you next week.
Guns were turned on toilers and their lights but there it sat. No one dreamed of such a slaughter in that town of Esteban. That armed thugs with guns and bullets would shoot men with empty hands. Three more martyrs for the miners,